The Kenosha Unified School District is under fire for what the ACLU calls an environment of pervasive gender discrimination. As WUWM education reporter Emily Files reports, the Civil Liberties Union is highlighting two eye-popping incidents in a letter demanding the district take action.
Last year, the ACLU of Wisconsin accused the Kenosha School District of unfairly enforcing its dress code in a way that body-shamed female students for wearing leggings and tank tops. The district changed the dress code, but ACLU attorney Asma Kadri Keeler says the underlying problem still exists.
We've been concerned about complaints of pervasive gender discrimination within the KUSD system.
Last March, at Kenosha's Tremper High School, a female coach gave cheerleaders gag awards emphasizing their body parts.
Three awards were given out to students that were expressly body-shaming awards, the Big Booby Award, the Biggest Butt Award, and the String Bean Award.
Parents complained, and the coach apologized. An HR official asked the coach to resign, but she did not. And Tremper's principal didn't force her to leave. Instead, he allegedly told parents that the awards were meant to be funny. A Kenosha School District spokesperson says the cheerleading team has been instructed to stop giving out such awards and that an investigation is ongoing. The ACLU says that is not the only example of sexism in Kenosha schools. A few months ago, students in a Bradford High School health class watched a movie in which a female college student is raped. The high school students were then asked for examples of how the woman could have prevented her own assault. Nan Stein is a Wellesley College research scientist who studies sexual harassment in schools. She says incidents like those in Kenosha can create lasting damage.
This doesn't stay confined to the room. This message travels. And other kids pick it up. So it's the lesson that this conveys that lingers.
The ACLU is threatening legal action if the district doesn't discipline the staff involved, implement anti-harassment training, and take other corrective steps. It has given the Kenosha District until March 1st to respond to its demands. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.